Something like Friday was very
dangerous.
Yeah, but
unpleasant.
If it had a lot of fog, then it was very
unpleasant.
Okay, the word I was going for was foggy.
Very foggy.
Yeah. Okay. If it hasn't rained for weeks and weeks, then you would say we're having a
drought.
Okay. If the wind has been very gentle and suddenly it starts to get stronger, you'd say it's doing what? If it's been weak and gentle and then it starts gradually to get
stormy.
Well, it starts gradually to get stronger, you'd say it's
cyclone?
Picking up?
Picking up. Wind is picking up.
Okay. Okay. But if it's just the opposite, if you've had a strong wind and then it starts to weaken and get weaker and weaker, then you'd say it's the wind is
calming down.
Okay. Okay.
The wind is calm.
Or letting up?
That's enough. Calm.
Okay, or easing.
Getting calmer.
Or
easing, get calmer.
Easing up. Would you ever say the wind is laying?
Laying, Robert.
Okay. Okay. Okay, on the morning in the fall when you first go outdoors and it's a little cooler than you expected it to be, then you'd say this morning it's rather
nippy.
Okay.
Frosty.
Okay. Or snappy?
Snappy, frosty.
Okay. You ever use the term airish?
Airish, yes.
Airish. Okay. Okay, if it was cold enough last night to kill the flowers and it left a white coating on the ground, you'd say that you had a
heavy frost.
Okay. And if it's very light, what would you call it?
Light frost.
Okay. Okay, in the winter, the surface of a lake or a pond will cover with ice and, well,
freeze over.
Okay, but if you were talking in the let's see, okay, if you said that it froze over, would that be how thick would the ice be then?
Well, it'd be an inch to 3 inches thick.
Okay. And would that be the entire surface or just the edges of it?
Just the edges, mostly.
Just the edges of
it? In the shade one.
Okay, but there would be some ice on it all the way over?
Not always. The wind would, the waves sure wouldn't freeze a lot of time.
Okay, so if there was
down on the banks, mostly.
But still, you would call that frozen over?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, if you were in the summer talking about last winter, you'd say that last winter it was so cold that the pond
froze over.
Okay. And you might say, every winter it's been so cold that the pond has
frozen.
Okay. Okay, what do you call the room in the house where there are chairs for people to sit and talk, people who come to visit the house?
Living room.
Okay, speaking of rooms and how high they are, you'd say that this room is about how high?
8 feet, 10 feet.
8 feet high?
Low ceilings, high ceiling.
Okay.
This house has a low ceiling or high ceiling.
Okay, that completes that second little portion there. We have two other portions to do. Let's get to this one over here, the urban supplement. And I believe we got as far as